My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He is a veteran of special operations as well as the Delta Force. He was commander of all Green Berets at one point in his distinguished military career. He is now the executive vice president at the Family Research Council. He joins us today to talk about his concerns about meetings that are now known about between Pentagon officials and a civil rights attorney named Mikey Weinstein, who is head of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And the essential gist out of this meeting is that there could be a crackdown on Christian members of the armed forces simply sharing their faith. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
To set the stage here, who is Mikey Weinstein and why is the fact that he was at the Pentagon such a big deal?
Mikey Weinstein runs an organization called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which is really an oxymoron. Mikey is probably atheist. I don't think he's acknowledged that, but he is viscerally anti-Christian, and he has been for a number of years, probably for a decade. He has been going after Christians and Christianity in the military, and he's had a devastating impact on, for example, the Air Force Academy, which is his alma mater, in really causing them to disrupt and even eliminate much of the Christian worship, their worship programs. And what I would tell you is Mikey's agenda is to remove all vestiges of Christianity from the military. And so it's devastating that the Pentagon would call him in or would even meet with him to discuss religious freedom. I mean, this guy wants anything but religious freedom, and to have a meeting with him to discuss this and then ultimately to shape policy based on his recommendations is just incredible.
General, as this controversy played out during the week, finally we got a statement from the Pentagon on Thursday. It came from their spokesman, Lieutenant Commander Nate Christensen. He says that the official policy is that service members can share their faith, and then in parentheses it says evangelize, but must not force unwanted, intrusive attempts to convert others of any faith or no faith to one's beliefs, in parentheses, proselytization. It goes on to say that Mikey Weinstein was at meetings, but he is not a DOD consultant or a member of any advisory board. Is that a satisfactory explanation from the Pentagon? What's your reaction to it?
No, it's not. Not for us. First of all, we think it's a good statement. And frankly, we agree that there should be no coercion. We stand firmly with that policy, no coercion. But given that they brought Mikey Weinstein in and that he has made some very public statements saying that he was given assurances and that he made references to court-martials, that he was given assurances there would be court-martials, we would like to see the Department of Defense refute those statements. We'd like to get a statement saying exactly what assurances Mikey Weinstein did get from the Air Force. So we'll be satisfied as soon as they tell us either that Mikey Weinstein is lying or give us an account of what those assurances were so that we understand really the depth of the issue and the depth of the problem here.
What do you suspect is the likelihood of you getting anything close to that type of response from the Pentagon?
Well, I will tell you this. We would like to have a meeting with the Pentagon just like Mikey did. And I'd like to have someone, you know, there in a position of authority give me an assurance that the First Amendment rights of every member of our military will not be infringed. If they will tell us that, and they will give us the assurance that living their faith and sharing their faith is a protected right, then we'll be satisfied.
If you don't get the type of response that you want from the Pentagon, will this simply be a process of just watching what happens and seeing if people are court-martialed for sharing their faith, or are you concerned that we're at the point now where there's already a crackdown on that to some extent that it might be hard to tell whether the policy has changed in any significant way from what's already been happening?
Well, first of all, this is a bigger problem than just this particular issue. Given the open hostility towards the military, I mean, towards religion in the military, and a number of things that have occurred that demonstrate religious hostility, particularly towards Christians, where they're identified and in war games as being threats. They're identified in documents out of the Counterterrorist Center as threats. Their efforts to remove Bibles, you know, previously from Walter Reed, that's religious hostility. So, no, we want some positive statement and some positive action to A, stop this religious hostility, and B, give us an assurance that the rights of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines will be protected. Yes, we'll continue monitoring this, and we'll continue asking for a groundswell of concerned Americans to let the members of their Congress as well as the administration know where they stand on this issue.
Do you see that there was a tipping point in this cultural battle within the military? Some might point to the fight over Don't Ask, Don't Tell. There's also been fights recently over a specific National Defense University instructor who's been reprimanded, many people believe unfairly, over his a course on radical Islam. How do you see this domino effect, if there is one, playing out?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think that people are vaguely aware of a number of these things that I talked about earlier. But when you have a rabid anti-Christian zealot like Mikey Weinstein come out and publicly say that the Pentagon has assured him that they will court-martial people for proselytizing, and then he uses such vitriolic terms as monsters and inhumane and spiritual rape, I think that was enough for most people, even nominal Christians, people that are, you know, not particularly zealous about their faith. But I think even for them, they realize that this is a bridge too far and it must be stopped. And I think that's why we've had such an extraordinary response on this petition.
Do you think this goes up to Hagel, Martin Dempsey, President Obama? How high and how involved do you think this goes at the upper echelons?
Well, I think that it's part of the climate that has been established by the administration. I don't think that Hagel probably was even aware that they had met with Mikey Weinstein, and I certainly don't think that the secretary was part of the design here. I think these are medium-level leaders in the military that are making these decisions and that have to be held accountable on this. But I think it's consistent with probably exactly where the administration would be very happy if the military would go, to where the vestiges of Christianity were essentially removed from our military. I would like to think that's not the case, and that somebody over there just fouled up. But I see too much of a pattern of assaults, outright hostility on Christianity, to believe that it isn't rooted somewhere pretty high in the Pentagon, but I don't think it's the secretary.
General, from your knowledge of the command structure in the military, do you have confidence that there are a lot of members of the upper echelon in the military who are strongly in defense of religious liberty and are willing to express that to those higher up than them? How is that likely to play out?
I'm sad to respond to that in the way that I will, but I think that there has not been enough courage demonstrated by the senior leaders. I'd like to see some of the senior leadership in our military show some leadership, show some courage on this kind of issue. This is so fundamental to the health, morale, and welfare of our military, and I'd like to see some of the leadership step forward on this issue, and thus far they have not done so.
Last question before we let you go, sir. What do you suspect will be the impact, if in fact there is a further erosion of religious liberty, on retention, on recruiting, on morale? What's the impact going to be?
Given that we have about 80 million people in America that identify themselves as evangelical Christians, and that's the primary target, not exclusively, but primary target of all of this, there are those in the military who will not stay in the military given the suppression of their faith. And then there are many, many across America, many families who will not want their son and daughter in the military. They will see this as an anti-Christian environment, and they will see it as a suppression of the faith of their sons and daughters. And it will hurt recruiting, and it will hurt retention.
Sir, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.